this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. The net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleherc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any EagleLink stations that would like to check in?
Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta. And so far, Bob, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thank you for checking in. I'm glad at least to get some activity that way. And what's going on down your way? I hope the weather is treating you halfway decent.
Good evening, everyone up in North Country. This is KD2FCM. Kevin James out here in the central southern tier, Oneonta area. Got 48 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now. Earlier today, we had some pretty heavy rain for a little while. Got 0.7 inches of rain overall, so that was a little exciting. Sun came out around 2:30, 3 o'clock this afternoon for a little bit, so that was a refreshing break there to see that happen. So, yeah, and boy, I'm working on the weather forecast and looking ahead towards Christmas Eve. Boy, it's looking like we may break some serious records. Some places could be in the mid-60s, possibly even in the low 70s. I can't say that I can recall any of us seeing that in our lifetime, so that'll be a very interesting Christmas Eve setup. So, yeah, with that, I tell you what I'll do is I'll step back and I'll take a listen, say hello to all my friends up there in the Boonville area, too, that are listening, hopefully, on scanners and whatnot. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, yeah, I looked at it myself, and it looks like Thursday's going to be warm with the forecast up here in Blanton. What's going on with my voice here? Hold on a second. Our forecast shows 60 degrees, but could very well climb to higher than that. So I'm hoping, I'm hoping it's going to be decent anyway. It's obviously going to be green. Well, the only thing I can say is it's going to be cool. And a record breaker, like you said, and I agree with that. Okay, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening, and we'll talk to you probably tomorrow evening. All right, this is N5AOW. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
DT2WI.
DC2NVU.
Okay, good evening, Mike, KC2NBU, and also Pete, KC2WI. Pete, how's everything? I know you normally pick up on this one occasionally, but I saw one, no one grabbed it, so thought I'd give you a little breather around that one. How's things your way this evening?
AC2WI, well, I didn't switch over. If I had switched over frequency, I probably would have if I didn't hear anybody, but I was talking with Sean, KC2QXG, via Echo, on the Roswell machine, and working on stuff on a computer here at the same time, and didn't pay attention, and it was about five after before I flipped the channel here, and Facebook post to a link to a Syracuse.com article. It says, get the skis ready new year to bring winter weather. It says the National Weather Service says Central New York could see temperatures in the 20s and snowstorms as 2016 begins. So they're kind of, I don't know if it's a sensational, you know, news thing or if, yeah, we're going to have a snowstorm and it's going to get warm again, but he's sort of implying that maybe, you know, there's going to be snow, and but it's not going to ever be that cold. CC2WI.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Pete. I think that the weather forecast, especially the trend that it's been going in, we're getting warm weather this week, and I think it's going to drop down starting next Monday, and the temperatures are going to be down more realistic with the time of the year. But I think overall we'll probably start to see the winter grab a hold of everything and do what it normally does. But I got a feeling we're not going to have the precip that we had in the terms of snow anyway for this year. I'm hoping not anyway. You know, like the old saying goes, we pay for it on one end or another, and probably that's going to be the case. All right, Pete, well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening, and we'll get back to Ray here at KC2WI. Ray, how you doing?
We're still at 46 degrees up here, and we're just wrapping it up for the day.
Yeah, it was one rainy day all day long. Didn't seem to let up at all. It was just a steady, light rain. Took a lot of snow away, most of it here. I think we had a fair amount overall total, probably. Somewhere around 15 inches, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less, but not much. But as Pete had mentioned a few days ago, when we got the snow, it started melting from the ground up because the ground was warm. Now we're getting the warmer temperatures from the top and the rain to boot, so I think that's pretty well erasing everything that we got. So, I don't know. Well, did you have to make any trips at all today, Pete? Sorry about that, Ray.
No, we stayed here today. We watched the auction online. I had one of my guys check out one car for me. We did buy one car. They're going to deliver it to Rome tomorrow. We're going to go pick it up.
Well, at least that saves you a long trip anyway, and then make it a little bit easier to deal with. Hopefully they got something and right to your liking and specifications and go from there. So sounds good. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Ray. I think I'll move along here, see if there are any other check-ins, people that would like to check in this evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My day started on the scratchy side this morning, very early. I woke up around 3, could not get back to sleep. I got up and I started to make breakfast, and of course coffee naturally. And I'll tell you what, the back just was not going to give me any rest at all. Really got nasty for a while. So I spent a good portion of the day on and off on the bed just trying to calm things down, stay relatively relaxed, and there wasn't much to do, pardon me, get tongue-tied here, wasn't much to do outside because of the weather, so made a good day to just take it easy and not really do much. I'm hoping this goes away. I'm not really thrilled about it. It puts a large crimp in my activity, but that too will pass. Okay. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Kilo, Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie, Matt, and Oneonta by Echolink.
Roger. Very good, Mac. Come on back with the call again. I missed a couple of them in there. I got the Kilo Delta 2, and I'm not sure about the rest, so you can enlighten me on that.
Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie, KD2, JWC, Matt, and Oneonta. Sorry about that. My voices became a little hoarse all of a sudden.
Okay, Matt. I understand on that. I've got the same problem tonight for one reason or another. And it may just be sinuses. I'm hoping that's all it amounts to. Getting a cold this time of the year is going to... Well, one of those things you can't seem to bail out of. It runs its course and you can't get away from it. So let's know down your way. How are things? And I hope the weather is treating you well.
It was a rainy day down here for us, just like you guys up in the further north country. had some outside jobs that I had to get done today, of course, in the rain. So, you know, how that usually ends up for the rest of the day. You come home freezing, soaking wet, but finally got dried out from that. And just kind of here trying to get things wrapped up for Christmas Day. You know, hoping everything goes well and trying to get ready for that. But it's pretty much been a decent day, other than getting rained on all day. This is KD2, JWC, back to net control.
All right, very good, Matt, and thank you for checking in. Glad you did. Yeah, about the only thing you can do really is get dry, get comfortable, and stay warm. Hope the rain goes away, but I know it's scheduled for us for the next day or so on and off, and it's going to warm up a bit. So it'll be nice to have a white Christmas, but I think this year it's more and more looking like it's going to be green. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Matt, Ray. Geez, I had Jack down here, but he wasn't checked in. Had Pete. And everyone have a fine evening. I think I got my schedule messed up here. Yeah, I had Ray and Pete and Kevin. Well, I'll tell you what. Today's not been one of those days that worked out well at all. Murphy's Law, whatever can go wrong, and sometimes it does. Well, with that, I'll bid everyone 73. Have a good evening. Stay dry. And 5 AOW clear.
Thank those that make the Echolink possible on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, KD2FM says 73 and clear.
KA2LZ for the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. And please wait till the tail drops on your repeater, and check in then, please.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NVU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in with or without traffic. Any additional Association's front end tonight, with or without feathers. Hey, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to everyone. KA2ZNZ.